Title: Delay Throws on Vocal Chops with Stock Devices Intermediate. All right, in this lesson we're building delay throws on vocal chops in Ableton Live using only stock devices, and we're doing it the clean, mix-safe way with automation. If you make drum and bass, this is one of those techniques that instantly makes your vocals feel like they're interacting with the drums, without turning your drop into a washy mess. First, quick definitions so we're on the same page. A delay throw is when only a single word, syllable, or chop hits a delay for a moment, then the effect disappears. You get that dramatic echo answer, but your main vocal stays dry and punchy. In D&B, this is perfect for call and response with the snare, filling little gaps, and building hype into transitions. Here's what we're building today: a vocal chop track that stays mostly dry, plus a dedicated return track called Vox Throw that contains the delay and the shaping. Then we'll automate the send from the vocal track, so the throw happens only on the chops we choose. That's the key workflow. The effect is always ready, but only triggered when you tell it to be. Step 0. Prep your vocal chops so the throws feel intentional. Load your vocal sample on an audio track. Turn warp on, and for vocals, Complex Pro is usually the move. If your CPU is struggling, Complex is fine. Chop the audio in arrangement, or convert to simpler in slice mode if you prefer MIDI-style chopping. Now basic cleanup, because messy input equals messy throws. Drop an EQ8 on the vocal track. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz, and don't be afraid to go steeper if the sample has rumble. Then optionally add a glue compressor just to keep the chops a bit more consistent. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack about 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, and aim for like 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The goal is not to squash it. It's just to make the vocal feel stable, so when you hit the delay behaves predictably. Now step 1. Create the dedicated return track. Insert a return track and name it Vox Throw. This is the best workflow because it keeps your main vocal clean, and it makes automation fast. On this return, we'll put devices in a specific order, because the chain matters. Order goes like this: echo first, then EQ8, then saturator, then optionally reverb, and finally a compressor doing sidechain duffing from your drums. And later, if you want to get wild with feedback, we'll talk about putting a limiter at the end as a safety net. Step 2. Set echo for rolling D&B timing. On echo, turn sync on. Start with a time of 1/8 note, or 1/8 dotted if you want that rolling jungle-ish answer between snares. 1/8 is tight and functional for a busy drop. 1/4 note is bigger and more obvious, great for intros and breakdowns, or end-of-phrase moments. Feedback: start around 25 to 40%. Enough repeats to feel like a phrase extension, but not so much it smears the groove. Because this is a return, set dry/wet to 100%. For stereo behavior, try ping pong if you want width, but if your track is already wide or you care about mono punch, try setting it more centered, like mid-mode, so the throw stays focused. Keep noise low, like 0 to 3%, just a tiny texture if you like. Modulation can be subtle. Low rate, low amount. Just enough movement to keep repeats from sounding like a static copy-paste. Now step 3. Shape the repeats so they sit behind the vocal, not on top of it. After echo, at EQ8, high pass the repeats fairly aggressively, usually 200 to 400 Hz. In darker D&B, you can go even higher, like 350 or 500 for a pirate radio style band limited tail. Then low pass around 6 to 10k to soften harsh S sounds and stop the delay from fighting your hats. If the repeats are stepping on your snare crack, try a small dip around 2 to 4k. Then add saturator. Analog clip or soft sine are great starting modes. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Use your ears, but keep it controlled. If you turn up drive, pull down output so you're not just getting louder. And consider enabling soft clip for extra containment. This little bit of harmonic density makes the throw audible on smaller speakers, and helps it feel glued into the track instead of floating awkwardly. Optional step 4. Add reverb inside the return, but keep it short and dark. If you even need it, use reverb or hybrid reverb. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Low cut somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz, and high cut around 6 to 9k. Keep dry/wet low, like 10 to 25%, because remember, you're already inside a delay return. In a heavy drop, you might skip reverb entirely. D&B mixes get messy fast, and delay plus reverb plus bass is how you lose punch. Step 5. Sidechain the delay throws to your drums. This is the secret sauce. Put a compressor at the end of the return chain. Turn sidechain on. Set audio from to your drum group, or your kick and snare bus, whatever represents the main punch. Start with ratio 4 to 1. Attack fast, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds, and tune it to the groove. Then lower the threshold until you're seeing roughly 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. Here's what this does. The throw can feel loud and exciting in the gaps, but it automatically ducks out of the way when the kick and snare arrive. That's how you get huge throws that still leave the drums dominant. Now step 6. Automate the throw the cleanest way using send automation. Go back to your vocal chop track. Find the send knob that feeds Vox Throw. In arrangement view, press it to show automation. Choose the automation lane for that send. Most of the time you want the send at minus infinity, basically off. Then for a throw, spike it up quickly to something like minus 12 to minus 3 dB, depending on how aggressive you want it. And the detail that matters here, don't just draw a big block. Make it surgical. Fast ramp up right on the syllable you want. Then ramp down quickly, so only that chop triggers the delay. Placement ideas that work really well indeed NB. Try throwing the last syllable an eighth note before the snare, so the delay feels like it answers the snare hit. Or throw the last word of a two-bar phrase leading into a fill. If you want structure, in a 16-bar drop do throws at bar 4, 8, 12, and 16. It gives the listener landmarks, like something happens here, without overdoing it. Extra coaching note. Automation shape matters more than the peak value. Two throws can peak at the same send level and feel totally different depending on the curve. Fast up and medium down gives you an audible tail. Medium up and fast down can create a ghost throw, like a quick echo bloom that disappears. And if you want the delay to catch consonants like T, K, S, sometimes you actually raise the send a hair before the transient so the delay hears the beginning of the chop. Now, let's add some advanced flavor. Step 7, echo parameter automation. Once your basic throws are working, you can automate echo itself on the return for occasional ear candy. Option A is a time flip. For one special throw before a transition, automate echo time from 1/8 to 1/4, then back. Do it rarely, like once every 8 or 16 bars, because if everything is special, nothing is. Option B is a feedback spike. Keep feedback around 30% normally, but for one throw ramp it up to like 55 to 65% briefly, then snap it back down. This is that controlled chaos moment. And if you plan to do this, put a limiter after the compressor on the return with a ceiling around minus 1 dB. That's your don't blow up my mix button. Now, a couple more high-value workflow tricks. First, audition throws fast using sends only style monitoring. Solo the return track so you hear only the delay return. Then toggle the vocal solo on and off. You're basically checking, does the throw sound musical on its own? Is it rhythmic? Is the tone right? Are the repeats harsh? If it sounds good soloed, it will blend way easier. Second, gain staging trick. If throws feel inconsistent, push the send a bit hotter so echo receives a more stable input, and then pull the return fader down. This often makes feedback and saturation behave more predictably. Think of it like driving the effect consistently, then controlling the final level at the end. Third, tame sibilance before it hits the delay. If your vocal has sharp S sounds, echo will turn that into a spray of harsh repeats. Stock fix is either de-esser before the throw, or a narrow EQ dip around 6 to 9k before the throw. One clean method is using an audio effect rack on the vocal track. One chain stays dry, the other chain is to throws with de-essing or EQ. Then you're feeding a cleaner version into the delay without dulling your main vocal. Fourth, check mono once per session. If you're using ping-pong or widening, throw a utility on the master and hit mono briefly. If the throw collapses weirdly, disappears, or suddenly jumps in level, reduce width and echo or switch to a more centered mode. This is especially important if your bass and drums are already wide in the top end. Now, an alternative workflow if you want maximum control. The throw print method. Duplicate your vocal chops to a new audio track called Vox Throw Print. Put echo directly on that track instead of a return. Automate device on or dry slash wet, then freeze and flatten. Now the delay tail is literally auto. You can chop it, move it, and place it rhythmically like a jungle texture. This is perfect when you want the throw to become part of the groove, not just an effect. Let's quickly hit common mistakes so you can avoid the classic pain. Number 1. Throwing the whole phrase. If your send is up too long, you smear the groove. Keep it surgical. Number 2. Too much low end in the repeats. High pass aggressively, because delay lows will fight your sub and bass bus. Number 3. No side chain in drum and bass that can absolutely kill snare impact. Number 4. Too much reverb inside the return. Darker and shorter usually wins. And number 5. Stereo chaos. Ping pong can be amazing, but if the mix is already wide, keep the throw tighter. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Make a 16-bar rolling loop around 172 to 176 BPM with a simple vocal phrase, like run, iter, selecta. Build the vox throw return like this. Echo at 1/8. Feedback about 35%. Ping pong if you want width. EQ 8 high pass around 300. Low pass around 8K. Saturator drive around 4 dB. Soft clip on. Compressor sidechained from your drum bus. Aiming for 4 to 6 dB of ducking. Then add 4 throws. 1 at bar 4 on the last syllable. Bar 8 last syllable plus a quick feedback spike. Bar 12 do a time flip to 1/4. And bar 16 do a bigger send level into a short fill. After that, listen with the bass and sub. If anything clouds up, raise the high pass on the return to 400 or even 500 Hz. Recap to finish. Use a return track for clean control. Sync echo to 1/8 or 1/8 dotted for that rolling feel. Shape the repeats with EQ and saturation so they sit behind the dry vocal. Sidechain the return to your drum so the snare stays dominant. Automate the send for surgical throws. And only occasionally automate time or feedback for hype moments. Keep it intentional. Band limited, and structured across phrases. If you tell me your BPM and whether your vocal chops are bright or dark, I can suggest specific throw timings, including offbeat placements that lock perfectly to your drum pattern.